There was once a wealthy fellow who had a funny way of entertaining himself. He decided he would offer somebody thousands of dollars if they climb up 100 stairs, but there's one catch, and that is that every set of stairs, an individual has to read a joke and not laugh. He makes his way up 100 flights, reads 100 jokes, and he doesn't get the 100 jokes, so then they'll get a great cash prize. First guy tries, goes up a couple of stories. The first joke, he holds himself back, he doesn't laugh. By third floor, he breaks out laughing. Next fellow, it's the 10th floor. No one gets past the 15th floor. There's one guy, reads every joke. He's going 20, 25, 30, 60. He's in the 90s. He gets to the 98th floor. He reads the 98th joke in the 98th floor, and he bursts out laughing. Walks all the way down the 98 flights. And they say, two more. You couldn't hold out for two more jokes? He said, I just got the first joke. I feel that way about the Igeres HaRamban. The Igeres HaRamban has been sitting in front of the Tfilas Kol Peh Sidurim for a long time in my life. But as I became an older man, I realized that something that they promised in the Igeres HaRamban, I thought about it more. I tried it. I tell me them no, I don't suggest segulas. But they do promise fantastic things for something that's very, very, very simple. And that is reading the Ramban's letter, which takes 4 minutes. Once a week, the Ramban promised his son that the day that he reads the letter, he'll be answered for Yerushalayim. And the line that's quoted over here, I can't verify this. V'chol mi shiyargil la'omro b'vadi yehinitzel mikol tzara u'muftach lo shu ben olam haba. I'm afraid to even say it in English, because I can't warrant myself for these things. But at the end of the day, there was a tremendous push to read a very, very simple letter of the Ramban. I can't promise those things that they just promised that I read in Lashon Kodesh. But one thing I can promise is my experience. And that is that every Talmud that I know that has taken upon themselves to read consistently the Ramban's letter once a week and sincerely think about what the Ramban means, every single one of them, it's a money-back guarantee, not the same money that the wealthy guy was giving, but every single one has told me that their life has not been the same. And what I'm going to try to do with you tonight in 15 minutes is try to understand the first 5 lines in the Igeres HaRamban and see that the message is so, so, so profound, and maybe that will create a mind shift in terms of how we look at that the Ramban's words are on the one hand so simple, yet at the same time, they're so profound and they get at the core of who we are. And I'm going to explain it b'siyata d'shmaya that way, in my simple understanding of it, by just asking a bunch of questions. For those of you afterwards, I would encourage you to look in the Ramban's words, but we're going to highlight it in a way that you don't need to follow along inside right now. The Ramban starts off with a pasuk. Shma b'ni musar avicha v'al titoish teres imecha. He quotes a pasuk in Mishlei. We're not going to discuss that pasuk because that pasuk is from Shlomo HaMelech. We're going to discuss the Ramban's words himself. He's introducing and saying that he's about to talk about a fundamental points of Musar that he wants to leave his son. And he starts off in a really, really strange way. The Ramban starts off and he says, Tisnaheg l'daber kol dvorecha b'nachas. He says, be careful, more precisely, accustom yourself to speak softly. The first thing that the Ramban tells his son is speak softly. Tisnaheg l'daber kol dvarecha benachas. Of all things, the first thing he should tell his son to remember to learn well. He should tell his son to remember to do chesed if he wants to focus on bein adam l'chavero. The one hanhaga the Ramban starts out with, which we're going to see shortly, precedes a tikkun of a midah on top of a midah on top of a midah, is simply speak softly. So question number one for tonight is, why for the Ramban is that so important? Tisnaheg tamid l'daber kol dvarecha benachas. Why? And then the Ramban goes on and he says something absolutely startling. First question is, okay, why? The Ramban then goes on and says, "Ubazeh tinotzel minakas shehi midara lahachti bnei adam." The Ramban says, if a person speaks softly, then they'll be saved from the attribute of anger, which is the worst of all midas. And he says, a person that is in a state of anger is in a state of Gehenna. And of course, the Gemara and Sota tell us, someone who's in a state of anger is as if he serves idol worship. And question number two is, everybody, and I would imagine every person in this room, myself included, knows what the Ramban means when he says that kas is antithetical to godliness. It is a hellish experience. Yet, what does Ramban mean when he says, "Ubazeh"? And with this, by speaking softly, you'll be saved from anger? Anger, if you ask psychologists and philosophers, they'll explain to you that anger is at the core of a human's personality based on different experiences. Freud will explain it this way. Aristotle will explain it this way. Who cares? But at the end of the day, how is it a mitzius, a phenomenon that is so deep and so profound in the human psyche, that shortcoming, how is it that by speaking softly can one solve ubazeh tinotzel minakas? That's question number two. Number three, the Ramban then goes on and says, v'chasher tinotzel minakas, and when you're saved from anger, ta'ala alibcha midaso anava, you'll be able, you're ready and you're set for humility. And then he says, once you're set for humility, you're on the derech for Yiras Hashem, for Yiras Shemayim. Do you see what the Ramban just did? By speaking softly, the Ramban says, that speaking softly will get you to Yiras Shemayim. If you just follow these things, speak softly, you'll be saved from anger, you'll have humility, and then you'll reach Yiras Shemayim. Three basic questions. How is it that simply removing anger leads to humility? And how does humility lead to Yiras Shemayim? I understand that being humble is recognizing that what one has comes from God. But Yiras Shemayim means, at the end of the day, a person, there are times that our flesh and blood want to do certain things, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says something else. So, Sach HaKol, we have four questions. Why does the Ramban start off of all midos, l'daber kol dvarecha benachas? Number two, how does speaking softly save from anger? How does it bring to anava? That's number three. And finally, the punchline of anava leading to Yiras Shemayim. My 11-year-old, a month ago, was walking with me on Matzah Shabbos, and he said to me, "Abba," in his voice was a mixture of being jarred, it was shock, and confusion. His Rebbe had said something to him. I'm not sure if his Rebbe had done something right. Here in Israel, everything's up front and center. And his Rebbe wanted to make a point about the dangers of kas, and he told the boys a true story. My son, I could see there was pain and confusion in his face. Said to me, "Abba, you know what the Rebbe told me? Is it true in Israel here 6 months ago that there was someone," and my son began to describe it in all the detail, clearly as the Rebbe had, that someone had pulled out a gun and killed someone over a parking spot. And unfortunately, it happened here in Eretz Yisrael within this past year, right? I think it was the first time that happened here. In America, of course, it's happened many, many a time. And I saw the shock and confusion in my son, in this 11-year-old. How could such a thing happen? How could such a thing happen? In the Ramban, I think, has partly the tragic reality of how it can happen, and also the tremendous potential of the antidote to anger and how that creates Yerushalayim and wholesomeness. Chazal said, "Kol ha'koes kilu oved avodah zarah." Why does a person lose control? Why does a person become angry? A person becomes angry and loses control because the individual wanted the world to go in a particular direction. They thought that they were in control. Yeah, one person that's driving down the street and he's the man of the road, he owns the road, and someone else cuts him off. He thought that the parking spot was his. He was in control. And he can't surrender to anybody else. You know what happens in Greek mythology? Greek mythology is all about, lahavdil, alfalfei havdalos, two gods warring with each other, where the gods clash. And of course, at the end, you can't have two that are standing. One is going to have to die. When a person feels that he's in total control and denies the fact that ultimately he nor the other is in control, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control, then the results could, chas v'chalila, be deadly. And therefore, the Ramban says as follows. The Ramban says, at the core of Gehenim is an individual who believes that they are in control. Of course, that's what the Gemara means. Kol ha'koyes kilu oved avodah zarah. Zok deheilige Ramban, v'chasher tinotzel min hakas, when a person saves himself from anger, tala libcha, that individual could reach the madrega of anava. Why is it directly connected to anava? Because the antithesis of anger is the recognition that ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control and that you and I are not in control. My son couldn't wrap his mind around that idea that there such a result could come out of a human being. But a human being that tries to manipulate and control in such a way that ultimately the results could be catastrophic. And so that's the answer to question number 3. V'chasher tinotzel min hakas tala libcha midas ha'anava. Saving oneself from kas is by definition becoming a humble person. It's recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control, that we are not in control. Now, what is Avodas Hashem? What does it mean to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So now we're doing all these fantastic things and these beautiful things about adding to our learning, and there are people who are, God willing, going to be sleeping less. They're going to be learning more. They're going to be working on not saying Lashon Hara. And those are all fantastic, fantastic things in Avodas Hashem. But there are things in Avodas Hashem that are overt, that are in the exterior. It looks great for the yeshivas that are coming and visiting and seeing everybody learning in the Beis Medrash now. But at the same time, there are things that need to be done that are covert, that are pnimius, that are deep inside who we are. You know, they say that there was a chassid in Gur who was asked, it's a fair question. I say this as I myself come from Ger Chassidim and I feel very close to them, so I can make this joke. They asked him, when it comes to choosing a spadik, sometimes it takes you a few months to choose a svadit. But when it comes to your wife, after two dates, you choose a wife. So for those who know with gur, a svadik is a large trimal. So what he said, when it comes to choosing a wife, so there it takes you two dates. So the chassid said, you don't understand, in gur, the rule is that you're not allowed to walk with your wife in the street together. The men and the women walk behind their husbands. So he said, you don't understand. Says, when my wife walks in the street, she's behind me. No one knows which one is my wife. But the spadik, that's on my head. That everybody sees. There are some things where everybody sees. Everybody's going to see how much you learn. But then there are other things that people don't see. How much does a person really, really, really feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the end of the day is the one who's in control? And how many of us are still trying to be controlled? And the times that we get angry and we lose control is because we think that we're in control. And that's profound and that's challenging. And in many ways, working on that is a lot harder than learning how to read a Daf Gemara. But if you start now, you'll feel that you'll be a much happier person when you recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is truly in control. But it sounds so hard, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made me with my desires and my instincts and my wants. How do I just simply surrender to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And that's the beauty of the Igeres HaRamban. Zok Deheiliger HaRamban. One simple thing. It's what we call in psychology a behavioral model. Tidaber binachas. To speak to others softly. When an individual speaks to others softly, that individual recognizes that at the end of the day, there are other people out there, there are other shitos out there, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to decide who's right. You're not going to decide who's right. And now we've answered B'siyata D'Shmaya all the questions. The Ramban starts off with a very, very seemingly simple hanhaga. At the core of this hanhaga is our Yirah Shemayim and our Avodas Hashem. Recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control and that we're not in control. V'chasher tinotzel minakas, v'zeh tinotzel minakas, and through this, a person could be saved from kas, because when a person recognizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control, then the entire push, the entire power of anger has been pulled away, because anger starts when the individual tries to control. V'chasher tinotzel minakas, tala limcha minas anava. Then a person is ready for anava. And anava is at the source of Yirah Shamayim, because true Yirah Shamayim is not the overt. It's not the spadik. It's not even how many dapim it says that you did over there, even though that's so important. And keep on learning with tremendous hasmada. But it's the subtlety. It's feeling HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the daf. It's feeling HaKadosh Baruch Hu close to you. Not trying to control others, but enjoying being controlled by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and bringing everybody else into a sense of closeness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Siyata D'Shmaya, we should be zocha to speak softly, and then be zocha to be mekadesh Shem Shemayim by truly exhibiting Yirah Shemayim, a true Yirah Shemayim, a Yirah Shemayim that starts with Pnimi and continues out B'chitzoni.